like a debit card, meaning that you pay in full, you're not carrying a balance from month to month. I think that's really the ideal use case, because in that event, you're not paying interest, and yet you are benefiting from credit cards' better rewards programs and buyer protections.
Our guest on InfoTrack is Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst at Bankrate.com, and we're discussing a recent column he wrote entitled, Why Do Gen Zers Love Debit Cards So Much? So what do you think? Is it reasonable that as they age, Gen Zers will gravitate more towards credit cards, or do you think this is a more generational thing where they like debit cards and that's the way it'll always be?
Using millennials as a guide, I do think that Gen Zers will eventually get on board more with credit cards. I think it takes a little bit of time. There was a feeling 10 years ago that millennials didn't really want credit cards because they were slow to climb on board. That changed. I would actually point to the introduction of the Chase Sapphire Reserve card in 2016 as a real tipping point, because that ushered in this whole new era of luxury travel cards and really tapping into millennials' love of experiences. And millennials also have gotten older. They've, in many cases, bought homes and had kids, and they have gravitated more to credit cards as part of their overall financial strategy. I think Gen Zers will get there as well, but I do think that the process might be a little bit more delayed. You know, sometimes I hear from people in their 20s that they're so spooked by the student loan burden that they don't want more debt. I would again draw that distinction between, I don't want you to carry credit card debt, but I do think that responsible usage, paying it in full, that can benefit you in terms of rewards, buyer protections, but also building credit. I would say that's really important. And you're not going to take out a mortgage or a car loan just to build credit. You could use a credit card as a credit building tool, and that's going to serve you well for renting an apartment, but also other things like signing up for utilities and eventually down the road buying a house and a car. Good credit's important, and that's another reason why I think using credit cards responsibly is a good thing.
There's one more alternative to debit cards and credit cards, and it's a new trend called cash stuffing that's become popularized on TikTok for Gen Zers. Can you explain what cash stuffing is for people who aren't familiar with it and what your thoughts are on that?
This is one of those what's old is new again kind of trends where there are a lot of people trying to make cash trendy again. And we do see this on TikTok where people take out a whole bunch of cash from the ATM and they fill different envelopes with different purposes. So maybe that's your dining out budget for the month, or your grocery budget, or your entertainment budget. The feeling here is that cash is very visual and tangible. And when that envelope is out for the month, it's out. And you either can't spend in that category until the next month, or I suppose maybe you could borrow from another envelope, but at least you're not borrowing from the bank. This is viewed as a tool to avoid credit card debt and really give every dollar a job. I like the sentiment behind it, although I do think that it's a little bit old-fashioned. You know, I think that there are ways to use digital payment methods responsibly, like putting all of your everyday expenses on a credit card and paying it off before interest hits. In that case, you get the convenience, but you also get the rewards. And like, I know in my case, I made about $2,500 last year in cashback credit card rewards, just for money that my family would have spent anyway. That includes a credit card that gives 6% back at the grocery store. That's a big category for a lot of people. You're not going to get that sort of rewards payout with cash or a debit card. So I know to each their own, and people have different philosophies on this, but my suggestion would be use credit like debit or like cash, in that you're going to pay it off right away, but you're going to take advantage of other credit card benefits.
Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst at Bankrate.com. Thanks so much for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A recent UCLA health study found Kundalini yoga provided several benefits for older women at risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Joining us is the lead researcher, Dr. Helen Lavretsky of the Jane and Terry Semel Institute for Neuroscience and Human Behavior at UCLA. Doctor, I think we should point out Kundalini yoga primarily focuses on meditation and breath work and not exercise and stretching postures. Tell us what improvements overall you saw in the group practicing Kundalini yoga that were not seen in the group undergoing memory enhancement training.
The recent study we completed was in women 50 plus with cardiovascular risk factors. We recruited them from a cardiology clinic, and all of them had concerns about remembering. Their memory was worse than last year. And in those women, yoga group showed ability to reduce this subjective feeling of not remembering well, also improved anxiety, depression. And when it came to the brain function, it also improved connectivity in the hippocampal area and prevented reduction in gray matter volume throughout the brain. Also, we did a gene expression analysis that showed that yoga also has anti-inflammatory prevention and activation of neuroplastic effect. So what happens with yoga practices, the first effect we see is improvement in behavior, but also in gene expression. And what follows later is changes in the brain and changes in the cognitive functioning.
Do we know why women are more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease compared to men?
Yes, twice. Not exactly known all of the circumstances, but women after menopause really catch up to men in terms of levels of cardiovascular heart disease and vascular risk factors for the brain. They're more likely to be caregivers and they're more sensitive to stress. We found that the functional and structural changes in the brain are associated with yoga that are different from changes with memory training. In fact, yoga seems to be preventive from decrement in gray matter volumes and has a different pattern of functional connectivity between different parts of the brain from memory training. And that could serve as an information for future studies that if we do ask these women at risk for Alzheimer's disease to do yoga or memory training, it would have some neuroplastic benefits that may result later in prevention or deferment of decline in cognition and development of dementia.
Doctor, what differentiates Kundalini yoga from other yoga practices?
The most common practice of yoga is Hatha yoga that is present in most gyms, followed by Vinyasa yoga, and hot yoga is becoming very popular, or Bikram yoga. And those are more athletic. You hear about yoga boot camp. To me, as a yoga teacher, a yoga practitioner, that seems ironic that yoga is really a mindful practice that precludes any competition. But there you are. So the overall population of the United States of America is most familiar with Hatha or Vinyasa yoga. Kundalini yoga is more meditative. It has other components like breathing, chanting, meditation. You do a little bit of a stretching and some postures. It could be rigorous as well, but it's more conducive to older adults not having to strain themselves. But invariably, if they start practicing such really mild versions of mind-body and exercise, they improve physically. Once you start practicing, your stamina, your agility, and your mental health and resilience will improve, as well as with cognition.
For anyone listening who feels they might benefit from incorporating Kundalini yoga into their daily routine, what advice would you offer, and are there any areas of concern for beginners?
Well, the minimum time you need to spend on practicing either breathing or chanting or mindfulness practice is around 10 minutes. ideally spend that time to 30 minutes per day. And if you have time and ability, practicing one or two classes a day would certainly provide a benefit for your health and cognition and other functions. And just pure happiness and joy, enjoyment.
Dr. Helen Lavretsky of the Jane and Terry Semel Institute for Neuroscience and Human Behavior at UCLA. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for this opportunity to discuss.
That's it for another edition of InfoTrack. InfoTrack Internet services are provided by Pear.com. Thanks to this week's contributors, Roy Mackey and Gina Tedesco. Our executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm Chris Whitting, inviting you to join us next week for another edition of InfoTrack.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Tonight's the night, feels like perfect timing. Down on one knee on mama's front step, man, I'm gonna die if she really says yes. I wanna know how forever feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two, done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun, but there is one thing that I haven't done. I wanna know how forever feels. Hey, I wanna know how forever feels. Girl, I wanna know how forever.
Should never fit so right. Dancing. dancing around to the radio, humming the words that you don't know, 'cause I'm finding an angel off my list, thinking that it don't get no better than this. You make loving you easy. You make loving you all I wanna do. Every little smile, every single touch reminds me just how much it all makes loving you easy. Wrapped around me late at night, pillow talk by candlelight. Gonna slow this down and make it last. As things fly by so fast. You make loving you easy. You make loving you all I wanna do. Every little smile and every single touch reminds me just how much it all.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
I never let them down. roots in it. Dusty headlight dance with your boots in it. You write her name on it, spin your tires on it, build your cornfield whiskey bonfires on it. You bet your life on it. Stuck some crosses and some painted gold posts through it. You know you came from it. And someday you'll return to the sound shade.
Show you just how lucky I am to know. Now somewhere in Milwaukee, there's snow covering concrete, and I still see you walking away. And I tried to say I'm sorry, and that frozen rain kept falling, and I couldn't find the words to make you stay. Choked up all that freezing wind, I bit my tongue until it bled, holding back the words till my lungs turned blue. And I still see your fingerprints running across my frostbitten skin. All I'm breathing in is the truth. You can hate my eyes for watching you leave. Aim, I should have chased you down feet, and I'm trying to keep. Please don't hate my heart. You can hate my eyes for watching you leave. Hate my shit and chase me down feet, and I'm trying to keep you up in my arms. You can hate my hands for letting you go. Hate my lips for kissing yours cold, and hiding all my feelings in the dark. Please don't hate my heart.
Six short months we went together, decided it should be forever. Two paychecks were better than one. A diamond ring, and it was done. Bought her a house like I said I would, in a subdivided neighborhood. The views got short and the nights got long. It was over long gone before I knew where I was headed to. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. Things like this are never final. I'm still paying on the vinyl. Flooring in the laundry room, it's multicolored and waterproof. Little bit tough to face my friends, the ones that said that I jumped in the river of love a little too soon. That was August, now this is June, and it's a different tune. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. A two-bedroom mortgage is due, side and light blue powers. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas.
Big D and don't mean Dallas.
Country Pride, Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Bonnie and Clyde, rolling 95, burning down 129, yeah. Looking for the law while I push my luck. You shoot around shotgun like it ain't no thing. Turn the radio off so the girl can sing right. Pull them to the party like y'all was some. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town, yeah. Drop the tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like girl, what's up? It's not as bottoms up. Get them up. Tonight is bottoms up. Get them up. Damn. Girl, I gotta tip my hat. Never thought a country song make you move like that, yeah. And she's doing any Daisy Dukes, girl. She got you tapping on the boy show. Hey, dog, check this out, man. It's how them girls do it in the dirty south, yeah. She have you on the knee, can I marry you? And tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up? Tonight is bottoms up. Get them up. Tonight is bottoms up. Drinks up high, everybody feeling alright. Damn right. Cause tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like a whistle. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like girl, what's up?
Shake off the where you came from dust. Grab your guitar, walk down the street. Sign says Nashville, Tennessee. But I have found it's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend those strings till the Hank comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it in this crazy town.
you pray for a honky-tonk destiny. You cut your teeth in the smoky bars and live off the tips from a pickle jar. Find a cool new sound and you smile. Star, you gotta bend those strings till the Hank comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it. We love it, we hate it, we all came here to make it in this crazy town.
Do you have unfinished or unstarted portable art projects? Then pack them up and bring them to the new monthly gathering at Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Make what you brung on the first Wednesday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. In the company of other friendly creatives, you'll work on your project while chatting with others, sharing ideas, enjoying the camaraderie and productivity of yourself and others. Bring a snack and or refreshments if you'd like. Check out the CWCC Facebook page for updates on this event and others. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Ceasefire negotiations resume today between Israel and Hamas, 6 months to the day after the war started. The BBC's Sebastian Usher is in Jerusalem.
Publicly, Mr. Netanyahu still stays where he stands, saying that the military campaign, his belief is that its most effective way to free those hostages and two, the eradication of Hamas, is 100% not to be bargained away.
The weather forecast isn't so hot for tomorrow's total solar eclipse because of cloudy skies. Brian Hurley is with the National Weather Service.
Northern New England, northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, and northern Maine, that path of totality also looks more optimal.
Tip-off is 3 p.m. Eastern time for the Women's College Basketball Championship. Iowa will battle South Carolina. Hawkeye star Caitlin Clark.
We know we have our hands full. Everybody around the country knows South Carolina has been the team all year. They've deserved.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers becoming a little more likely for the afternoon, with highs climbing to the upper 40s, east to southeast winds on the gusty side. For tonight, showers continue likely and it stays breezy, with overnight lows dropping to the upper 30s. Currently 35 degrees.
Loaded gun.
singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall. And that would not do justice to the way I feel for you, so I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing, and everyone is different, everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
Got a call from my cousin, come and get me right now, 'cause I done lost my woman and I need a night out. Said I can't burn it down 'cause I'm getting up early, I'm down for one round, but around 1:30 I was sitting at a Waffle House, I think I had grits, started hitting on a waitress, everything after that gets fuzzy like a TV in a cheap motel, my head feels funny, I lost my keys, I lost my cell and all of my money. Did I crash a party, have a run in with the wall, take a swim in a fountain, I don't know, 'cause it's all kind of fuzzy. There's a ring on my finger, there's a bra on the lamp, gotta get out of this hot tub, try to find my pants. Who the hell is Heather and when were we together? 'Cause I've got every letter of her name on my chest. Think I got a shiner, a cigarette burn. Ain't nothing in that bottle of tequila but the worm is fuzzy. Like static on the radio, my head feels funny. I lost my watch, I lost my
just a blur. Is it a Sunday or a Monday? Am I supposed to be at work? It's fuzzy, like a tennis ball on my tongue. My mouth feels funny.